lady that we have to speak. She is from, she's from the Monday Night Bright Act group in Pittsburgh. She was suggested to me with a strong message of recovery, speaking on the topic of how it works. I give you Ella.
Come on, Ella,
Ella H.
Hi, I'm an addict named Ella. And can we have a moment of silence so I can get out the way and let the God of my understanding take over? Amen. Hi, I'm an addict named Ella, and I first of all want to say it's an honor and a privilege to do anything for Narcotics Anonymous. And I'm real grateful that you guys took a risk and asked me to share topic how it works. My clean date is January the 10th of 96, but I got introduced to the program in Narcotics Anonymous in 92. And I say that to say that I first had to find out how it didn't work and come back to find out how it did. When I got here in 92, I thought I was done. I thought I surrendered. I thought I would stay clean for the rest of my life. I had no concept of just for today. You know, and what I found out is that I wasn't done. I didn't surrender. And I went back out. I was told in this process that if you want to make God laugh, make plans. My plan at the time was to use for the weekend. The weekend lasted from 92 to 96. And, wow. You know, when I come back, you know, I was just, like, so grateful to still even be alive. You know what I mean? All my yes had come true. All the stuff I said that I wouldn't do, I did. Man, I was totally empty when I got back here. Let me not say when I got back here, when God blessed me to bring me back here, because it wasn't me. You know, in a chapter of how it works in the basic text, it says, we have hurt so long that we are willing to do anything just to stay clean. And, like, that's where I was when I got back in 96, you know. And for me, how it worked then is, like, the gift of desperation. You know what I mean? I was totally desperate when I got back. It didn't matter what they told me to do, I was willing to do it. You know what I mean? That's when I was done. You know what I mean? 92, I wasn't willing to take no direction. You know what I mean? And like, I have sponsees that say things like, well, I don't do the direction thing. You know? Well, okay, you know. Then you might not be done. You know what I mean? I know that I need direction. You know what I mean? I know that for me, even 13 years later, I need to follow this program. I need to follow my sponsor's direction. I need to follow this literature. And I need to come to meetings on a regular basis to stay clean, to keep what I have. And this program has given me so much. You know what I mean? I came here just to stop getting high. Now, yeah, it required some work. You know what I mean, on my part, and I still continue to do the work. But I've gotten so much more than just staying clean from this program. I heard somebody up here earlier, the first woman speaker, talking about losing her kids, you know. And like, for real, I know it was only God's grace and mercy that I didn't lose mine, because it didn't have nothing to do with me being a good parent. You know, I can remember my kid's dad calling CYF on me and me moving before they could take my kids, you know. But I'm so grateful for being clean today. And, like, being able to keep my kids in my life, you know. And, you know, when I think about the how it works and the for me, the honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness, you know, for a long time, I couldn't get honest about a lot of things in this process. You know, I could get honest with me in my head, but I couldn't tell y'all, you know, for fear of being judged, you know, for fear of being looked at differently. But what I know now is that there was always somebody in this program that either been where I've been, getting ready to approach it, or just pass through it, you know. So I'm grateful for the similarities in this process, you know. And I'm willing today to expose myself on a group level, no matter what it is. You know what I mean? I just had a sleepover at my house with some sponsees of mine because I've been going through a process with another illness that I have called Crohn's disease. And I'm getting ready to have chemotherapy. And there was two women at the sleepover that had did chemotherapy. You know what I mean? And shared with me how they got through it. And that's the how of this program for me. You know what I mean? I know it's about not using drugs at a day at a time, but we get so much more. You know what I mean? Like now I got two sisters that can walk me through this, tell me what to expect, you know what I'm saying, and help me along the way, you know. And of course, the disease of addiction piggybacks on anything and everything that goes on in my life. You know, it's always willing to jump right on and help some stuff beat me down, you know. And as soon as I heard the chemo thing, I instantly went to, I'm going to die. You know, because I'm dramatic. Oh, God, I'm going to die. You know what I mean? But, you know, I've heard so many people in Narcotics Anonymous talking about living with stuff, diseases, illnesses that could kill them. But every time I hear them share about it, they talking about living with it. They ain't talking about dying with it. They talking about living with it. And that's the mindset I had to get in. You know what I mean? And I was told that I need to keep a positive attitude. You know what I mean? And sometimes that's hard for me. And you know, it's hard for me because once one thought kicks in that's negative, I'm off and running on the doom and gloom wagon. You know what I mean? That's why I still come to meetings on a regular basis. Because I call them the people on the couch. That live up here. Everybody was up off the couch at one time. Everybody running around. Everybody got something different to say. You know, and none of it was positive. You know. The people on the couch. They will kill me. I know that. You know what I mean? If I'm sitting at home and all I'm hearing is Ella, I'm in trouble. You know what I mean? I need to be at a Narcotics Anonymous meeting no matter what's going on with me. You know what I mean? No matter how I feel. The one thing that I realize is that I'm not going to feel no better sitting at home. So why not go to a meeting? You know what I mean? I was told early on, if your butt falls off, pick it up and take it to a meeting. You know what I mean? I thank God for the foundation that I got. You know what I mean? Another guy just touched on it, how they told you back in the day to sit down, shut up, put the cotton in your mouth, you know, out your mouth, put it in your ear, or your ears in your mouth. But I needed it like that. You know, number one, I thought I knew some stuff, you know, and I couldn't wait to tell y'all what I thought I knew, you know what I mean? And like everything I knew got me high, you know what I mean? Everything I knew kept me in the crack house, you know. And like, that ain't how it works, you know. I can remember when I went out, I was in the crack house trying to explain to them what the different color key tags meant. They don't want to hear that. You know, if your money's gone, check this out. Get out. You know what I'm saying? One thing I've learned about, you know, relapsing is that I will never, ever get high again with a head full of Narcotics Anonymous. You know what I mean? Once God introduced me to this program, the game was over. You know what I mean? And it wasn't about getting high. It was about getting super paranoid. You know what I mean? because the game was up. It quit working. You know what I mean? It no longer worked. I was caught up in the chase. You know what I'm saying? But I'm grateful they had an opportunity to be back in Narcotics Anonymous, because what I know is that when I'm using, I don't go to doctors. I wouldn't know that I'm ill. You know what I mean? That took too much time. You know, I'd go if I thought they was going to give me some drugs. You know, but that took too much out of my day, you know, to go see about me. You know, in this process, I take care of myself, you know. And this is how it works for me, you know. Showing up regularly has given me back my life. In spite of what my thinking wants me to believe. And I'm grateful for it. And you know what? I don't care what comes down the pipe as far as health-wise. I do not want to have all these problems and trying to get the next one. I'm not trying to do that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to revisit that. You know what I mean? There's some work that I got to do to stay positive. There's some work I got to do just to stay here. There's work I got to do if I'm going to lead somebody else through the 12 and 12. But that's a whole nother work. You know what I mean? That's a whole nother set of work to be out there trying to come up with just one more. You know, and it ain't going to numb nothing. It ain't going to make me forget nothing. And I'm still going to have to come back and do the real work anyway. You know, if I make it back. You know, if I make it back. You know, because I never thought I'd die using. Till I got here, I never even knew how close I was to dying. Till I got here, you know. Thought I was having fun. The fun had been over, you know, long time ago. But you know, when I take a look at the work that I put in, and I put some in, and I put it in because I didn't want to just be clean. I wanted the pain to stop. You know, me putting down the dope for me didn't stop the pain. You know, and it didn't stop when I was using. I wasn't one of the medics that was running around numb. I felt some stuff when I was using. You know, and magnified it when I got clean. So I had to do the work. You know what I mean? To stop the pain. You know, and I'm grateful that I've done it. I'm real grateful that I've done it. You know, and the work I'm talking about is the 12 steps and the 12 traditions in Narcotics Anonymous. You know, it truly, truly is like putting money in the bank. You know, and if you don't put none in, you can't withdraw nothing. You know what I mean? Come up with that same little slogan, insufficient funds. You know what I mean? And I want to be able to draw off of this program. And I can't do that if I ain't doing no work. You know, it works, tells me about the 12 and 12 is how this works. You know what I mean? The spiritual principles and the steps is how I'm going to get through the chemo. It's how I'm going to get through guiding my sponsees. It's how I'm going to get through when I want to use, thinking it's an escape and it's not. You know what I mean? I need the steps and the traditions and the spiritual principles in my life just to stay here. You know what I mean? Just to stay here. You know, I remember early on, it seemed like it was just like so simple. You know, not in the very, very beginning, but once I was planted here, running around, doing meetings, not a care in the world, then life showed up. You know what I mean? And it was time to get busy, you know. And you know, this program is so good because I haven't worked in over a year. And I, too, am a nurse. And in that year, it's just like, and I know it's because God knew what was coming up in my life. You know what I mean? I've been able to do that again. Chase meetings, hook up with sponsees, do step work, hook up with my sponsor. That's the meat and the potatoes of this program. You know what I mean? If I'm not doing that stuff, or had I not never did no step work, no traditions, didn't know nothing about spiritual principles, I don't know how I would get through the period I'm in my life right now. The one thing that I know is that I couldn't depend on my sponsor. And I'm not saying because she was not there for me, but she has a life. And if I don't do no work, she can't carry me through what I need to go through. You know what I'm saying? I got to get me through this. Not by myself. Me with the we. You know what I mean? I got to put in the work. I can't expect my sponsor, my support group, and nobody else to get me through what I'm going through because I ain't did nothing. You know what I'm saying? Then I become a dead weight. Then I become that girl that was sitting in the crack house. Here she come. You know what I mean? Because we can be like that clean. Where don't nobody even want to see us coming clean. I mean, come on. Yeah. We can be like that clean. I can. If I don't do what I need to do, I can be that person. You know what I mean? And that's not who I want to be. I want to be a woman of integrity, character. I want to be a woman that has something to bring to the table with my problem. The literature talks about being in the solution. You know, I can't get in the solution if I ain't done no work. You know what I mean? When my sponsor's not available, my support group's not available, it's about me, the steps, the traditions, the God of my understanding, prayer. I got to do what I need to do. Because there's times in this program and in this journey where it was just me. You know what I mean? And there's going to be more times where there's not going to be nobody there. You know what I mean? And that's where the work comes in for me, you know. And you know, as long as I'm honest with myself about myself, I truly believe that I'll be okay. You know, once I start lying and deceiving myself, then I'm in trouble, you know. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because, you know, once I found out about my illness, then I went into denial about my illness because I lost both my parents with cancer. Once I start giving myself false information, if I stay there, I start believing it. When I start believing it, I ain't going back to the doctor because it ain't there. You know what I mean? Most of all, I harm myself, you know. So I try to stay honest in this process with me. You know, it's the only way I can be honest with y'all. I try to stay open-minded, even when it's some stuff I don't want to hear, you know. Anytime I find myself so uncomfortable in my own skin about something somebody's telling me, it's because it's the truth. You know what I mean? Sometimes the truth is uncomfortable. And the willingness, I just try to stay willing to do the work. You know what I mean? And sometimes for me to work, it's just as simple as just come to a meeting. Sometimes that's the best I can do. Just show up. You know what I mean? Just show up. Sometimes I show up and don't even share. But you know what? There is a spiritual energy in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous that is so awesome. This is the only place I know in the world that I can come, never open my mouth, don't tell nobody what's going on with me, and sit through the whole meeting and still feel better without even sharing. That's why I know this is a God-given program. You know what I mean? That's what I mean about that spiritual energy. You know, I bought a hoodie from back there, and I looked on the back of it, and it says, each one, reach one. You know, that's what this program is about for me. You know, us all hooking on to the next one. That's the unity of this program, is that each one pull one up. You know what I mean? Each one reach back and pull somebody else up. You know, it's real easy to judge somebody in here. You know what I mean? And when I mean judge, I mean the backbiting thing. You know what I'm saying? That's not how it works. Now, I've said some stuff to people about somebody. Don't get me wrong. I've said it to them too. When I told you, I already told them. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't have a problem with sharing with nobody one-on-one about what they're doing. And I pray to God they do it to me. Don't let me die. Don't let me, you know what I'm saying? If you see something going on with me, pull me up on it. That's the how of this program. This is how this works. You know, you might be pissed, you know, when I get done. I might be pissed when you get done. But when I'm at home at night by myself, me and God, and I get an opportunity to take a look at that stuff, I can tell myself the truth about it. That's where I'm truly at. And if I am, I can do the work to get out of there. You know what I'm saying? That's how this works to me. It ain't going to do me no good if you telling me that some stuff's okay that I'm doing and you know it ain't. That ain't help. You know, all help ain't help. If you helping me stay stuck, I need to stay the hell away from you. Because I will die. That's what I know about this program. This program is about living or dying. You know, and you ain't got to pick the dope up to do it. We can die spiritually up in here. You know, and just for today, I want to live. I want to grow. I want to change. And I want to help anybody else do that too, if that's where they hit it. You know what I mean? I just believe, you know, nobody can help an addict like another addict. You know what I mean? The literature tells us that, you know. And if it's about just pushing somebody down and down and down, you got to be real careful with that. Because the next thing you know is you. Because we do get a turn up in here. Everybody gets a turn. You know, chances go around in Narcotics Anonymous. That's why I'm careful about what I do. You know, I do think about, do I want to be there? You know what I mean? Because I know chances go around in there. You know. And just for today, I'm not trying to harm nobody. You know. And I don't want nobody harming me. I did enough of that in active addiction. You know what I mean? And since being clean, by the time I get them beat me up at home, the last thing I need when I get to a meeting is for you to beat me up on top of it. I need some love. I need a hug. I need somebody to talk to. I need some understanding. You know what I mean? Some empathy. The same stuff that I will give you without co-signing your stuff. You know what I mean? I believe in Narcotics Anonymous wholeheartedly. I bought into it 100%. I know and believe in my heart that it saves lives. And I'm going to keep believing that because I see the evidence in my own life. And for me, that's how it works. Thanks. Thank you.